You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
Sleep Time's Over, Kavat the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morse, Season 6, Episode 10, the second annual Christmas special, aka Melakaliki Maka, brah. Oh, here we go. Introducing Sleep Time's Over singers.
I really can't stay.
Well, baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Well, baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping you drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful words you're humming.
My father will be pacing the floor.
Okay, wait. It's just, you know what? I'm sorry.
That was beautiful.
No offense to you. Michaela's here, everyone, just to let you know we're singing.
Yeah.
But I really can't do this. There's just something on my mind.
A bad relationship.
That's all the time, bro. But besides that, there's just something on my mind over the past week, I can't get off of. We got to just do this.
Ma! You left us for this?
I know,
sir. Let me just say this right now. Because it's Star Wars. It's nothing but Star Wars. Last Jedi came out last week. Everyone's pissed. I can't help it. I've been going to watch it probably two more times this week. What a crazy Benicio Del Toro character that was. He had a stutter. Nobody quite figured it out. It was from Usual Suspects. Did anybody watch that? Oh, you did? You had Chewbacca eating that little thing that all the kids buy. Then you had Mark Hamill, who finally was a sarcastic prick. And we're gonna talk about that later, that's all I got. Star Wars. Merry Christmas, hey, everyone.
Kayla,
no
clapping.
Well, I'd never watched Star Wars because...
Any Star Wars?
Well,
that is
no.
Correct, yes.
Well,
she's
yeah.
not a fan.
I am not a fan of Star Wars.
Much
but
like every woman who is...
Mine is a little bit for more personal reasons.
Yes. That's a little...
I can share it with that. I can share that with you guys if you want. Wait, but
did you tell us this before? No.
No. This
no,
is
your personal reasons why you don't like Star Wars.
Yeah, but...
Wow. There's an inside story.
Okay. Yeah.
Which...
You guys want to hear it?
Which would really open the Christmas special up great.
Yeah!
are we going to... Well, that's up to you.
Go ahead.
Yeah?
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. Reason why I do not like Star Wars is because long, long time ago when I was about 4 or 3 years old, it was Halloween night. I dressed up as the Little Mermaid. This was back when I was living in Kaneohe Bay. And... Halloween night, me and my mom and dad were on our way for us to go to a Halloween party, and my house got flooded with SWAT, the SWAT team. Yeah.
You asked, bro.
My uncle was in with a bad crowd, and they were like tracing our house for like a long time.
Wow.
And SWAT team came in, they raided our house and everything like that. And I remember it was very, very traumatic. The one thing I definitely remember, because leading back to the reason why I don't like Star Wars, the chief of police officer, when he was talking to my mom and dad, he was wearing a Darth Maul mask.
What?
Because it was Halloween and he wanted to protect his identity and everything like that.
That's so weird.
And I was freaked out. And ever since then, I just never wanted to watch Star Wars because it's like...
He protected his identity with a Darth Maul mask.
Yeah.
It's Halloween.
How's that professional though? Wouldn't you just wear like one of those SWAT?
It's not professional, but also at the same time, like I guess like what they were dealing with, what they thought they were dealing with was something like federally like high class that they really needed to be like super, super secret. Wow. And as I got older, I tried to get into Star Wars. I honestly did. And I couldn't. So that's why Michaela does not like Star Wars.
That's tragic, man. Yeah. I don't know what to say about that.
Mele Kaliki Maka, everybody!
Yay.
That's right. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, well. If that isn't a way to intro
Second annual Christmas special. I don't know.
That's a great introduction.
There's no way anyone could, any show, really, with that magnitude of an intro.
Yeah.
Singing, you got a little dancing. Yeah.
The story.
Bad stories.
You got sad tragedies.
Darth Maul.
Oh, the movie was a sad tragedy?
Pretty much life is a sad tragedy. Are you kidding me right now?
Oh.
Let's talk about reality, all right?
Oh, boy. Anyway.
All right, so
Ricky Mock, everybody. We're going into Christmas. So this is our Christmas special.
This is our Christmas, our second annual Christmas special.
We got a few guests.
Look at all people coming in. It's going to be like a typical Christmas special like you see on TV. But people just popping in and out. Put it in, put it out. Plug it in.
Plug it in.
So thank you, Michaela, for coming on.
Yeah.
We're going to have a lot of people coming on here. Thank you for doing
Yeah, of course.
Great singer that you are.
Yeah.
And, well, let's go right... we haven't talked to you in a while, right? Yeah. Last time we talked was...
Millennial recap here.
You were sick, and we did the makeshift episode. That was the last time we had Michaela.
Yeah. Are you feeling better, Kevitt?
110 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. Good.
Really? You feel okay?
Do you feel great?
Well, well, with that said, Michaela, what have you been up to since then? It was about a month ago. So what's the latest? What's going on in the scene? What's going on around the town? Anything?
Well, to my knowledge, nothing has really been super, super exciting for me lately. Aside from the dating world, of course, as everybody likes to be interested in. I was talking to someone for very, very briefly, and he wanted to know what labels are to a girl.
Correct.
And I thought that would be like a really interesting topic because that's such a broad statement to make. So people think that dating and being exclusive and like boyfriend, girlfriend can have different meanings or it can be the same.
Right.
And to me, that's all just very confusing.
Yeah, so what is that in 2017? What is, as far as you're just dating someone as opposed to you're going steady or exclusive?
Don't even say that. Hey, let's stay.
Yeah, so what are the rules of
that? We don't say we're going steady anymore.
Okay, right. Dating, the 50s are... We're dating, but then are you dating just exclusively? Like, what determines that?
Well, let me give you my definition of it. So I consider dating and to be exclusive, you are with them physically and emotionally, just them. I consider dating and being exclusive the same thing.
Yeah.
Being boyfriend and girlfriend is actually putting on a more serious label.
Right.
That's what I think of it. Apparently, I was a girlfriend and I didn't even realize that I was a girlfriend.
Wow.
Because he never... Yes, yeah. Because he never asked me to be his girlfriend. Now, I think that is the thing. Girls like it when you ask them, like, can you be like my girlfriend or can I be your boyfriend or something like that?
Yep.
And it's just kind of like knowing where you are on the same page. It all ultimately comes back to communication, where I feel like a lot of people in my generation specifically, especially with like the internet and like this whole like texting thing and sliding into the DMs, it can really become misconstrued.
Right.
So
Being
able to just talk about it instead of just assuming, oh yeah, you're my girlfriend now, right? What?
Right.
I never knew
this.
It's just
the millennial guys. I always thought you always asked. Like, you know, you date, and you're like, what, you're my girlfriend now.
Well, I mean, we could say that. We could say maybe it's maturity. But you got guys even in their 30s and 40s don't know how to talk. So I don't know.
Yes.
Fill in the blank.
Remain nameless. Yes. I don't know.
Nameless. Shots fired.
No, they don't call themselves that. Bottom line is this. It's tough for you, Michaela, to have to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all because of the internet. It's because of the internet and this whole social media
texting
thing.
Texting too, right?
Texting.
Did he even text you? Not, you want to be my girlfriend?
No, not even that. I didn't even get like, yeah, this was a while ago, but I was just really taken back by it. I'm like, huh?
Right.
Like, I didn't know that I was your girlfriend. Like, I knew that we were, like, dating and everything like that. But you never asked me to be, you know, like, in a relationship with you.
Maybe because you gave him a hug and you patted him on the back. You know that?
Yeah, because guys can't take the hint, you know. The moment you touch a guy, that's it. They're crazy.
They go crazy.
They go crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like the pat on the back. That's how you know a girl's not into you.
No, no, no. Okay, I'll tell you guys a story. I met someone at the bar, and it was a very, very short introduction. It was meeting him through a friend of a friend. And I met him for the first time. I was like, hey, man, how's it going? Shake his hand. And then he was immediately just taken back by me. He slid into my DMs, and he's like, I want to get to know you. You're such, like, an amazing person. Da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, I literally replied back, you don't even know me, bro. Like,
hey, but you met him physically.
I met him physically for the first...
He didn't talk to you and do all that, I want to get to know you there.
No, no. He tried to, but then I'm just like, I'm with my friends. I'm trying to drink. I'm not looking to do anything right now. But this was like a while back. Right. But this is just like an example as to how like a handshake or just like an assumption of like body language can definitely be totally miscommunicated. And you really, really have to be very straightforward with people nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
But people take that as an offense, like, oh, well, like, I wasn't trying to do anything, just like to protect their ego and type of stuff. But I'm over it.
Yeah, I'm over it. Dudes are thirsty, I can say that.
They are.
Out of 12 guys, guarantee 11 are hella thirsty.
Yes.
Then you get the occasional psycho girl. But regardless of times, the guys are just like ridiculously, yeah.
No one knows what the hell they're doing.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, no. If you just get rid of all the phones, you'd be at a club and no one would be talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, like
no one talked to each other. They'd be like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. No one would be Snapchatting. No one would just be like, nope, no stories.
Exactly. Ask a girl for dance. Gotta ask you like buy the drinks.
Are you gonna get in the pants if you don't ask for
imagine
dance?
Imagine a club like that where you had to like turn in your phones and everything.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it hasn't been done yet.
Because then people would like pay attention to the DJ. Care about the music.
Mm.
Care about who they're around.
10 years too late, but yeah.
I know. I mean, you know.
We've
10 years ago.
People would not give up their phones. They would not. That club would go bankrupt.
That's true.
Mm. 3 months.
Yeah, that's true.
3 days.
That'd be a lot of pushback.
It'd be kind of funny. Turning your phones, but they give you another phone, and it's limited capability.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
So you could have another phone, and it'll connect with everybody. Only in the club. Anyway.
Okay, so, yeah.
Anyway, never mind. The clubs are at it. Guys, go talk to the cheeks, brah.
Never mind.
Put the phone down. Put the phone down.
What are the top clubs right now? Except Addiction.
Modern?
Is that it? That's it, right?
I don't know.
District.
District.
Ginza.
People still go to Manifest. Asians, brah.
Manifest, the hipsters.
Manifest, brah.
Military. The kind, the crazy people, they all go downtown.
Chinatown.
Chinatown's a club.
Yeah, it is.
They just block off both sides of the streets, with the DJ in the middle.
Mm. Yep.
Show the lights.
Cover $100.
There you go, bro.
You get access to all the land.
PBR, bro, on tap.
That's right.
Next Door.
There you go. Next Door is still going on? I mean, of course it's still going, but...
Bar 35?
Why did Next Door kind of
turn? I have never been to Bar 35.
Oh, it's like right next door.
Yeah.
Anyway, weekly recap, bro.
All right. That's it. Well, besides clubbing,
yeah,
which we don't do, what has happened this past weekend? Let's see. Well, didn't you have something going on with some event?
I had a few things going on.
What was going on?
I had an in-store performance by Zen Chambers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so there was that.
Female MC rapper / songwriter / artist. And it's crazy because she bought on Lopaka Cologne. You know what that is?
Lopaka Cologne, my former coworker.
Oh.
I used to work with him.
What? Oh. Yeah, from
Foodland.
What band is that, bro?
Pure Heart, bro.
Pure Heart, bro.
He played the bongo drums, bro.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's
a good guy.
When he walked in, I was tripping out. Like, because it's kind of like, wait, that's your percussionist? So I was like, wait, you got the best percussionist.
He's like in his 40s, maybe late 40s. I don't know.
Is he older than me?
Yes, he is. Huh. Yes. Interesting that he was there.
So she's like, oh, my percussionist is coming. I was like, okay, cool. And this guy walks in, I'm like, dude, that's the dude.
Yes.
Out of everybody you got, that's the dude. And I was like, wow. So that was really dope.
So her name was Zen Chambers?
Zen Chambers. Yes.
Michaela, do you know who Zen Chambers is?
No.
One thing I noticed is about this generation of singers stuff like that and rappers, that they don't... It's like they're dope, but they're lacking... They're lacking, like, just, I don't know, passion.
Finesse.
Finesse. They got finesse.
Yes.
They're just lacking that, like, that grit that people had back in the day.
A certain kind of finesse?
Certain kind of assertiveness, more or less.
Oh, okay, yeah, I see that.
Yeah, because it felt like everything that she could sing should have been one notch higher. Like a little bit more oomph. And she's a strong personality too.
She looks like a strong personality.
So yeah, just one of those ones that I just felt like, oh, maybe she's chilling because it's like the environment.
Yes.
But that went down. What else we had? Let me go to the list of things. The list. Here we go. Well,
as you're trying to figure out this list, I can't help but we should have a camera facing Macaulay because while you were talking, there's this couple
who
they got dropped off illegally. And then they went to the sidewalk and he took off his shirt to wrap around her. And while he was doing that, she was rubbing his nipples and rubbing his body.
That's what you guys are looking at.
And this pretty much shows dating in 2017 and where it's become. We don't know if they're steady or if they're just dating.
Oh, wow.
We don't know if they're sliding in anybody's DM.
Oh, sliding in any kind of DM.
She has been like holding onto him and rubbing him. Okay, she's looking. She's going to take his shirt off. I'm trying to get blow by blow here. Hey, get it blow by blow. But it's over, I think. But they're going to be walking over here and who knows? Maybe he's just going to grab a...
They look like that they're in high school.
He's going to. They're planning on touching any kind right now, I think. He's got some kind of lotion in his hand.
Ew.
Well, no, he doesn't.
He's got some bottle in his hand. Something's going on in the bottle. They're ready to go. Somebody getting pregnant in an hour, bro.
Where are you going? I think I'm going to cut his hair. I'm going to spend $40 on haircut.
He doesn't look like... Well, he's got kind of that
They hair. Are definitely in high school. They are wearing lanyards and she has her phone and her keys around her neck.
Yeah. There you go, bro. High school's done. High school's over.
High school high.
Anyway.
Okay.
We had Paul had a session.
Yes.
What else went down? My son had his last basketball game. That was good.
That was on Saturday.
Yeah, he did really good.
Yes.
They lost. But it was the most exciting game I've ever seen for kids.
Really?
Yeah. Because they came back from like an 8-point deficit.
Yeah.
And there's one black kid on our team. I had to say black kid. Because he's like heads over heels better than everybody.
Okay.
Behind the back. The brother was good ball. And he shot a 3-pointer.
That's it, bro.
In like 10 seconds.
What?
10 seconds left. Brother man shoots up. Boom. 1 point down.
That's
they steal the ball and then the time ran out.
That's how you do it.
It was like a great game.
All right.
But that was like...
But it was a loss. But then you learn from a loss. You learn like much of everything in life. You learn from...
Well, the thing is, I thought my son was going to be all nuts, but he's actually kind of like, yeah. It's like a good loss.
Well, that's good then.
Because they tried hard, yeah.
That's good.
But that's pretty much, I think that's what it... That that's it? All that happened. UH basketball didn't play.
UH, never mind.
UH
and
just,
then, on Saturday... Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Well, at that same time...
Oh, yeah, I had a sale. That's right. Real quick.
You had the sale, yes?
Had a sale, surf sale.
Yes.
Okay, the thing with this is it's Duke Boyd was the original artist for Lightning Bolt Clothing. Okay. Kayla, do you know Lightning Bolt Clothing?
No.
Yeah. I bet you people in their 30s and 40s don't even know Lightning Bolt.
They don't know that either.
It's basically an old school Hawaii, old school international surf brand.
Yeah. It's an obscure one, though.
It's obscure, yeah. They tried to bring it back. I think I sold to Australians, and they tried to bring it back, and it just didn't fly. But it was like the Quicksilver of the 70s and 80s.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know what Quicksilver is.
Kind of like the Volcom.
Oh.
The Volcom of the late 70s and 80s.
Okay.
You know Volcom. Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah, this guy's the original artist.
Oh, sweet.
And they packed the store with all this vintage 70s and 80s stuff.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of late notice that we did it. And I'm kind of disappointed in the turnout.
Mm.
Being in Hawaii and being that we have so much surfers.
Right.
But it just proved to me that surfers are lazy.
Yeah.
If there's anybody that's lazy, it's surfers.
It's either they sleep or they go surf, right?
Yeah,
that's all they do.
I didn't see it. Everybody I reached out to, majority of them didn't come.
Because they're tired, right?
But all these guys are surfers. Like, they are, and they claim to be, like, cool surfers, you know?
Okay.
You know, I don't know how to explain it, though. It's like, this cool...
Surfers with personality.
Hipster surfers.
Hipster surfers.
You know, kind of, short shorts and... You know, they maybe pluck their eyebrows and stuff.
Probably.
Like that.
Yeah.
No. They don't pluck their eyebrows.
Oh,
they
yeah.
shave
them. They shave their eyebrows.
Shave them off. So here's a question for you regarding why they didn't come. What were the prices on this? Were they collector's prices?
Oh, yeah. They're collector's prices.
Like, what's the average? Like, they had a lot of those collared shirts, the short sleeve collared shirts.
Oh, those are like $50.
The surfer's not going to pay $50. Bro.
No, but I mean, there's a new generation of surfers that actually have jobs, actually go to school. Actually, like, they're like the guys from like Contrast Magazine. No disrespect to Contrast Magazine. Those are the homies. But you know what I mean? Like those kind of stuff.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm kind of disappointed that none of those guys came. I'm just calling them out because I'm just pretty disappointed. Because they all live town.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, so that's not that far away then.
And they all claim for me the artsy-fartsy surfer guys. Not even the Japanese surfer guys next to me came.
Did they know about it?
Yes.
Then they're a bunch of dummies.
They basically are pimping surf culture.
You know, I said it once, I'll say it again. That store is waste time. Yeah. Okay? Ain't nobody buying surf apparel that says Aloha or Go Surf on Makali, bro. No one. No
maybe,
one.
Maybe in Waikiki, but...
Yeah.
They would, see? Michaela knows.
They should go Waikiki. They shouldn't be over there.
Why are they here? Why are you here?
It's like UFOs. Oh, exactly. Right? But anyway, they didn't come. And I was kind of like, bruh, you guys basically could come in here, steal a million designs, and go back over there and print it.
I don't know.
But they didn't even come in here to look as for reference, you know?
Yep.
So it's one of those ones, I was just kind of like disappointed. I mean, yes, it was a late notice. We had about two and a half, three weeks to promote. But it's right before the holidays.
Right.
Thank you to the people that did come. I did meet a lot of OG surfers. Like, these could be like our grandpas.
Oh. Yeah. Hans Hiedemann.
Like, yeah, older than that.
Okay. Tommy Curran.
Older than that.
Coach. Yeah. Duke Kahanamoku.
But I peeped so much game from these guys. Like, it was amazing. I got more knowledge about branding, designs, logos, life from these old surf dudes than I got in anybody in hip-hop.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they've been in the business. They know what they're doing.
But you figure, like, because you know what it is? I think there is no real... Does Hawaii even have a successful hip-hop person?
No.
And it's not even a disrespect. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get there. But is there someone... Because these guys sold millions.
Okay, as far as a brand you're talking
brand,
about.
Brand, life in general. Like, you know what I mean? Like...
Okay.
Like, I mean, I'm talking successful as in, like, on a platform of business.
Okay. No.
No, right? No. I mean, no. And this is not a disrespect to anybody. But the guys I was talking to are guys that own, ran, designed for million-dollar companies in the 80s. They're making millions in the 80s.
Well, the surf culture was big in the 80s.
Yeah.
TNC, HSC were all big, booming.
So these guys, like, they're here. And like, I'm a hip-hop store, right? I mean, of course, I grew up surfing roots. But, of course, obviously, you look at me, you look at the story, like a hip-hop. But these guys gave me so much. They critique my designs.
No, that's good.
Like, I mean, I didn't even ask for it. They just started talking story.
Right.
And I was like, bruh, I got soaked up so much knowledge. But I've never gotten that from anybody in Hawaii's, like, elder hip. Do we have an elder hip-hop?
No.
You know what I mean? So I'm just kind of baffled. It really took me aback. And the event was really dope for me.
Well, it's good for you learning from something outside the box. You're learning things outside the box. Oh. That, like you said, no one is doing it.
Because
the first thing that comes to mind when you think of a business that is a quote-unquote is information.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the first thing you're going to come and think of.
But they're just a couple years older than us.
Correct.
Right.
So after that, you don't have any forefathers or ground. It was people bringing designs from the mainland over here.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't their own designs.
Oh, you brought up a good point because...
Like Funk Pistol.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Jellies brought stuff from the mainland. Right. Sarah Surf and Shore brought stuff from the mainland.
Right.
It wasn't a local designed thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go with poetry back in the day with Jeff Hartzell.
Yeah.
But that's maybe the brunt of the legendary, the old school.
Right.
So there really is nothing. There's no blueprint for you to follow.
Yeah, there's...
So that's why you follow this. This is good that you meet these guys and then you go and you...
Because if you look at it before path, this whole skate, hip-hop... streetwear culture, what was it? Surf.
Yeah.
So now, just by you saying that made total sense to me. It clicked. That's why these guys know so much. Because before all this whole hip hop, streetwear, Hypebeast, Supreme, all that stuff. Yeah, it was surfing ruled supreme.
Yes. Yep. It was only surf stores, surf designs, surf brands. That's it.
And then in Hawaii, everybody wore like late 80s. And stuff.
Right. Ah. All the kids, the teenagers, adults wore surf stuff.
Right.
As their casual
and that's what happened my weekend. It was great. I just really disappointed at more of these younger, middle-aged surfer guys that claim to be surfers and claim to be cool and how do all these cool things on Instagram.
Right.
They never showed up.
You should just try it again.
It's a labor, man. It was the hardest pop-up ever.
Oh, okay.
Because there's so much stuff.
Yep.
So much dope stuff. Like, dude, so much amazing.
TFTI.
Oh, sorry. You didn't check the gram, girlfriend.
There you go, bro. Call her out, bro.
You TFTI. Over there. You go over there.
People got to just scroll more. Scroll more.
No, but honestly, you make a very valid point with like all these, what's it called? These people trying to be somebody online when they're actually not that good of character, IRL.
Right. Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah, IRL.
It's all fake.
Yeah, because this is an opportunity to actually meet the people that... were somebody.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, they were big time in that industry.
It's putting in the effort.
Yeah, and it's like, all you have to do is come to the shop on a Sunday when parking's free and talk to these dudes.
Which is true.
And then they just was dope. It was dope because Duke and the wife, Liz, went to meet every single person.
Oh, that
they came into the store,
yes.
They didn't, if you bought anything or not, it was amazing. She made it a point to meet every single person.
That's great. That's
surfer, not surfer, walker by, whatever.
Right. That's perfect.
And then she'd go and she'd grab the person and then bring them to Duke, which is the designer. And was like, hey, this is my husband. He designed this. And he would have a little something to say.
Right.
But the reason why I got so much information, because I would be with him here, well, people, you know, and he just like, I guess he got comfortable. So I just, you know,
spewing. He just started spitting knowledge.
He's like, you know, you did your thing like this. I'd be like, wow. Wow. Yeah. And I even wrote stuff down. Because I was just like, what? What'd you say?
Of course. It's putting in the effort because we're the lazy generation.
We are.
It's the internet.
I'm the lazy generation. I will definitely.
No, I think everybody has evolved to become the lazy. Older people, young, it don't matter. Everybody is just the convenience generation.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
We just look at our phone and then we don't need to go anywhere. Yeah. We just see it and that's it. You can have somebody go somewhere, but they're not. They're just going to look at it online.
Yeah. Like even for Snapchat and stuff too, like you can look on your Snapchat app and then you can see on the map where your friends are. And then you can just be like, hey, are you over at the club right now? Yeah. I see you over there, but they haven't posted anything yet that they're at the club.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, I'm going to come right on over. And you're just like, oh man, like I didn't want that person to be here. Right. Now they know where I am.
Yes.
It's like all in an instant.
And that's what it's become of. That's why people did not show up. It's one of the reasons. It's because it's a convenience, lazy thing.
Yeah. They didn't want to find parking. They didn't want to come. But man, the people that come to this event, they definitely left with like a good, like, even if you didn't get jewels, you know, even if you just met them, it's like a good vibe, you know?
Right.
So yeah, I mean, it is what it is, but that was pretty much in a nutshell.
That was the weekend.
But yours was what?
Star Wars all day.
No, did you have your turducky thing?
That was last week.
That was last week, bruh.
Different show, bruh. So let's go with this past weekend.
Oh, yeah. Star Wars.
Thanks for coming to that. But Star Wars was on Friday.
Wait, Star Wars and Walking Dead.
No.
You didn't watch Walking Dead.
That's right. We did a live thing. We did the live Walking Dead on IG story, everyone. Yeah. We're doing these IG lives.
That was terrible.
It was pretty bad. The connection was bad. Also, we did an IG Live with the Miss Hawaii.
Yeah, that's right.
Lovely young woman. When we did the split thing. Yeah. So we're going
to
try.
Did you ever go to enter these pageants?
I never entered, but I was always the person kind of like behind the scenes and stuff.
Yeah.
So I figured that would be like a much better way for me to be able to experience the entire thing without the actual pressure of, that I could not do that, to be honest. I give those girls so much props. To be able to put themselves like through that mentally, like and physically, like these, you see some like oof,
yeah,
it's tough. It's a tough.
And then other times it's just pure luck, and it's just based on dumbness and beauty,
which is all the reasons why I watch pageants.
It's great.
So I figured we'll watch this. She did great. She played the perfect straight man to my stupid comments. And then that's what we're going to do in the future. And then we did that for Walking Dead.
Yes.
Which was, we didn't talk about that last time.
So what do you think? What do you think, bruh? Do you watch Walking Dead, Michaela? No?
No. I do not. It's
Game of Thrones?
I tried to get into Game of Thrones, honestly. But it's the episodes are so long. And I feel if I were to fall in love with one of the characters, they would die.
Yeah,
which is why you watch Walking Dead. Because somebody went Marquee.
Because Glenn.
Glenn died. She said, enough already.
Asian Risa died, bro.
Asian Risa died. Get out of here.
80% of their fan base gone.
I'm going to crash my Integra right now. So, yes, Walking Dead season, mid-season finale. Right. Waste time.
Waste time? It's kind of waste time.
Two mics, too many cutscenes.
So here's a question. Did Carl get bit before when he was trying to save the Habib dude?
He was saving the homeless guy, yeah.
He got bit when they were all on him, right?
I think so.
Oh.
That's why he was telling Negan, okay, just kill me, right? I don't care. Because he can die anyway.
Yeah.
So, waste time. Rubbish.
So stupid.
Rubbish. Carl, get out of here.
It was a weak way to go out, bro.
It was a weak way to go out. That's why you've seen the dad online. He's furious. He's like, this is the way you're going to write him off the show.
Yeah.
This kind of thing.
They should have did something where actually Negan catches him and then kills him.
Or something more dramatic.
Right?
Because, well, the show was so badly directed, in my opinion, that by the time you find out he gets bit, you don't really care.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to catch up with what's going on with this whole show. It's the emotional scene is ruined.
Yeah, it is.
So it was like, whatever, I don't know, okay.
Yeah.
So that was that.
Yeah, and it's about two mics.
Two mics. But it's let's go to something that is four mics. The thing that the local people call Star War.
Star War, bro.
Because they don't say wars. They say Star War. You can go Star War. Right? So we go to Star War. And then, so what we, on Friday was the deal, 12 o'clock, War Theater.
Right. You went?
I was there, bro.
For the first showing?
For the second of the day.
Second of the day.
Because they showed on Thursday.
Okay.
So we went there, reclining seats. You've been to the reclining seat War Theater?
Yeah.
The, whatever it's called, IMAX or Tryptophan, yeah. Whatever, whatever it's called. Everybody gonna sleep
expensive
in it.
Expensive seats, bro. That's
why not put your
called.
Legs up in the air. That's how you should do. Leave your legs up.
Bro. Gynecologist chair, bro.
Put in the gynecologist chair and just
no
leave
idea.
Them there.
Put in the gynecologist chair.
Put in and leave it in.
Were you there that night when the power went out?
No, you told me about this a couple days ago.
My ward.
Yeah.
That was later in the day, right? In the evening?
Yeah, in the evening.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I had to have been a fan of Star Trek.
Oh.
Maybe. Could be.
That's pretty classic, weirdos. Though. It's like almost like taking a test at school and putting the alarm.
That you could. I could have been some sucker.
To be a dick, you know?
Probably.
Like, they seen it already, so they're like, oh, watch this.
Watch it. Nobody going to see him now. But yeah, that was later in the evening. It was there at 12 o'clock. It was somewhat packed. It wasn't as packed. But we'll get into this later.
Right.
Four mics. Then Saturday, Grant Capone Kanoho.
Yeah.
The Real Estate Agent to the Stars. With his event, Dole Cannery. 10 a.m. Star Wars all over again.
How many
Auditors was there.
How many mics the second time around?
Four mics.
Oh,
bro.
There we go. Bro.
That's it, bro. It's a solid movie.
I thought you were a hater. I thought you posted you were a hater. You're not a hater of Star Wars?
Do you see, once again, some people don't read or are lazy.
I thought I read that you didn't like your
video. No, if you read, I defended the thing.
Oh, you defended it. Okay.
I don't like Star Wars fans.
Oh, there we go.
The Star Wars fans out there can shut up.
Yeah, they can't shut up.
Because they'll never be pleased. They'll never be satisfied.
Yeah.
They're complaining about everything. They think it's 1983.
Yeah, they do.
They'll never be.
You weren't even born in 1983.
They weren't even born. Michaela, when were you born?
1994.
Exactly. So therefore, never mind.
After Souls of Mischief, bro.
Never mind until infinity. Never mind in 1983, George Lucas... It ain't gonna make those movies ever again. Okay, that's it. You need to evolve. You need to change with the times. Different era.
Yeah.
Different viewpoint. Different direction. It's an evolution. You have to evolve anything. You have to evolve it.
Yeah.
Any series, TV show, movie, whatever. You cannot just remain the same.
So, favorite part of the movie. Oof. Or favorite scene.
I think the favorite thing was just all of Mark Hamill, all of Luke.
Yeah.
Luke, which was his best performance of all time.
Right.
Greatest acting performance of all time, and. That, along with the action sequences, were good.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll get into this. I don't want to, you know, go into a whole thing.
Yeah,
but
we
got other good special guests coming in. They're going to go on rant and rave. But
four mics. I gave it four mics.
Four mics.
Favorite part is Yoda.
Okay, yeah. Yoda. That was a great scene. Great scene with Puppet Yoda.
Puppet Yoda.
Yes. But I was there Saturday. All the nerds was there, bro.
What, the cheering?
Not really.
Crying.
There was clapping. There was like, and that kind of stuff. Wow. I was like, all right. There's some laughing.
I went Saturday night at 11:25 p.m. by myself.
You young, bro. I can't do that.
I only had like five other people in the theater.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So it's kind of good. Yeah. So you went clap and by yourself. Yeah.
I just feel... I was just like making comments at the opening of the Michael Casapay,
bro.
There
you go. Let's go into it. The Consolidated Theaters. New opening. The mics for that? Two mics, bro.
I give zero mics, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know any difference, but the five.
I'm being nice to Michael Casapan because he taught me dance seventh grade. Besides that, rubbish. They're telling us they remade this.
The only difference.
They never remade nothing.
The only difference is the ending. The font at the end.
I'm gonna tell you, no, the font at the end, they changed the font.
Yeah, that's it.
So you're going to tell me, after all this time, they interviewing Michael Casapan every day. He was on TV every
day. I've seen him like,
talking about this.
On
this
every
opening.
Station.
Yes. And all they did was change the font.
Yep.
They're just going to change the font of this stupid thing. They remastered nothing.
You know, it looked like they did. They just ran it through an IG filter.
That's it? Yeah.
It would just show me IG filter and it would go.
You had something to do with this, Michaela? You filtered this thing out? You might as well put bunny ears on these guys.
Okay, so when I was watching this, I thought that they were just like showing the old one first.
Right.
And
then
they were going to show the new one.
Oh, they're not that clever. Oh, no.
And then I saw the font and I'm like, wait, is that it? That's it. Oh man, that's it.
Like somebody got a lot of money and running away with the bank, laughing. Like
I want to say this. Well, how this threw me off. Where I was already pissed off before the movie started. Right. The thing that goes dark, the consolidated thing comes on.
Yeah,
I clapped. Okay, we're in the back. I'm there with the wife. I'm like, that's right. We go. Rah, this is it right here. I don't know what anybody else was thinking out there, but I was ready. Thing comes on. It's the same freaking thing. Casapan comes out there. No. Same.
You look the same, right? Young as ever.
They should have just showed them like what they look like now. Some kind of a thing, like an old to the past and then the future kind of put together. Like a mesh.
And they should have edited it to point, like leave the original, but somehow add, maybe like, yeah, edit it so you can add in like, I don't know, something newer elements. I don't know.
Put like them looking old along with them looking young, and then like a mashup kind of a thing. Right. But no, they're not
it's
that creative, bro.
It's the same thing.
But like we were saying, the only people in Hawaii was waiting to see this.
Well, I was only one in the theater, I think.
I think we're the only people in the world that have their own little intro.
That is, I think so.
Either that or make a whole new one, and then have the old one at the end, maybe?
No, that's too long.
Oh, yeah.
They just make an entirely new one, but then maybe have like a cameo by Michael Casapan.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I don't know. I was pissed off. So as soon as that thing ended, I was like, I look over at her, I'm like, that's all.
Yeah, walk out the theater, bro.
I was going to stand up, bro. It was a good thing Lucasfilm came up on the screen, because if not, I was going to walk right out. I was pissed off. All the local people, they were stunned, I think.
The amount of hype, I seen it on every news station in the morning. The day of... The Star Wars opening, I see it at every station. Channel 3, Channel 4, Channel 5, 6, 7, 8. Even the Korean station, they interview Michael Casapang. But yeah.
Yeah, that was a waste time.
That was waste time. Anyway.
So, with that said, let's take a break.
All right, there you go. Sleep time's over. Captain Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, Michaela in the house.
Thank you, Michaela, for doing the duet with me.
Oh, anytime. I'm so sad that you decided to leave us, though.
But I'm back,
baby. I will
baby.
Take off with my solo career in this. Mariah Carey, watch out.
There you go.
Well, how about that?
Hey, calling her out.
What an intro to the Christmas special. Had nothing to do with Christmas. But it was great.
It was great.
All right.
We have season 6, episode 10, the second annual Christmas special, a.k.a. Mele Kalikimaka, brah.
Happy holidays, guys.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, be sure to stop by the Light Sleeper store located on 2009 South King Street for your Christmas gift needs. And don't forget, the store will be open on Christmas Eve from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And with each purchase, you'll receive a free gift from KTC himself. Merry Christmas and don't sleep.
Sleep time's over is back with another banger.
Oh, I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Oh.
Sir Percival lets me use his piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in.
Come in.
I'm Bing.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
Well, right or wrong, I sing either way.
Oh, well, I sing too.
Oh, good. What kind of singing?
Well, mostly the contemporary stuff. Do you like modern music?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of them.
King to see, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Sleep time's over. Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, season 9. Wait, season 6. 69, brah.
Up the butt, brah. That was gonna make its way into this show somehow.
Why did I have to say anyway? Season 6, episode 10.
This is episode 10, you sure?
Yes, this is, I'm sure.
I don't know already. It's the Christmas special.
Yes.
Everyone, if you haven't figured it out by now.
AKA Merry Christmas, brah.
Second annual. 69 up the butt.
Everything gotta be annual, everything gotta be episodes.
You created
will
that
you
not.
Stop
I.
saying that?
Yes. I will continue to
right now,
die.
Wando is hearing it. It's reverberating in his ear and he's smiling.
Yeah. He's very much smiling. He's
behind
all
the camera,
time.
Like
he's doing that. He's got the fanny pack, all stuff ready to come out.
He does,
shoot them all
he
out.
Does.
That's what he's gonna do. So that's what is gonna happen. So what we got now? We got the topics of the week.
Topics of the week.
What's going on? Tell me something.
Right? Quick fast topic of the week is Kobe Bryant retired.
Okay. Did you watch
retired? The... No, I didn't watch that stuff. I don't even like the Lakers.
As myself as well.
Lakers are as soft as Golden State fans.
Let me add...
Laker fans and Golden State... You know what sucks is people are Golden State fans and they were like, yeah, Kobe. All right, Kobe. Yeah, Lakers. I'm like, brah.
They have that voice too, I think.
They do.
Okay, so there's a thing with this. And you see what you think, okay? Right. He has this big thing. They retire two numbers. You know why he has two numbers, right?
Why? I forget already.
When he got drafted, his high school number was 24.
Right.
He couldn't use 24 because... Here's a blast from the past. George McLeod.
Oh, wow.
Had 24.
George McLeod's still playing?
He's still in the league, bruh. Yeah. So he took number 8.
Okay.
So then 2007, he switched over. Never mind already. 24. That's it. Mamba. And that's how he got to 24.
If the Lakers retire all the... Lakers technically retire every number almost.
Pretty much, there's a lot up there.
A lot of Lakers, bro.
Well, a lot like Celtics, too. There's a lot of numbers.
The only reason we're bringing this up is because, one, it's sad when I see Golden State Warrior fans, like, bigging up Laker fans. True. Or, like, you know, kind of like, I see people that are supposedly Golden State fans going to this.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
It's like, oh, I'm going to, why are you going?
You know, it's the bandwagon people again.
I mean, maybe if you love the NBA, yeah, I understand. Basketball. But I just was like baffled. Like, wait, weren't you a Golden State fan? I swear you posted full garb.
The bandwagon is strong. Yeah. The bandwagon is strong.
Yeah, but anyway.
Fair weather.
The reason why I say that is because...
why are you saying?
Jay Drums posted his friend crying.
Oh, yes.
About Kobe's retiring in his jersey.
Who, what? That was his friend?
I think it was. I'm not sure if it was.
That was horrible.
Are you crying?
That guy should get out of here.
Bruh.
What was that about?
That sums up Laker fans.
Pretty much, yeah. They all
win. The reason why I don't like Laker fans is because one of the biggest bandwagons in the 80s and 90s.
They right? live in the Hawaii, past, yeah. Yes. And they live
like
in the
Steelers
past.
Steelers fans.
If it wasn't for Laker fans, I would not be a Rockets fan. Because that was all the kids in my class who were Lakers fans.
Well, I guess, yeah,
and
me too.
I was when the Rockets beat them, I was cheering and I was like telling, you guys, shut up already, you guys.
I was even in seventh opposite, grade. Yeah. Ah, that's so, good. Yeah.
But then that's what it is. It's a total bandwagon situation.
Oh, yeah.
I respect Kobe Bryant as a player.
Oh, totally.
I'm not a Laker
fan. Totally.
I could give a damn. But
is he top 5 great?
Yeah. Yeah. No question. Because he's the definitive killer.
Right.
He's the closer.
Right.
He's the kind of guy that you can take that will lead your team.
Right.
That is no frills, no nonsense kind of a guy.
Right.
Like, I would pick him on my team in a second.
Yeah. Oh, that totally.
Because he's clutch.
But would he have those other titles if it wasn't for Shaq?
Good question. I think, well, he did win one without him.
Yeah.
But he does need a Scottie Pippen, like how Jordan needed.
Right.
He needs a big man to complement him.
Do you think that if he was humbled enough to play that, like, sub-1 role, they would have got more titles if he kept Shaq on? Because when Shaq bounced, he won more titles with D-Wade.
Right. Well, they had a falling out just for personality-wise.
Right, clash.
That's why That's why Shaq went to
but
Miami.
If he stayed, they would have had like 7.
Right.
At least.
Well, keep in mind, though, what led to the breakup. That was the year they had Karl Malone.
Mm.
They had Gary Payton.
The glove, right.
And Antoine Jameson.
Yeah, that was
like, we're going to win 80 games, bruh.
Bah.
And it was a disaster.
That
he
was
got to
like,
the finals, but.
That wasn't a super team. That was a.
They got the chemistry wasn't there, and then Detroit, which had great chemistry at the time, took them out.
Oh, that was like a
that Pistons team was great.
That was
chemistry.
Amazing. That was like Chauncey, Prince, Wallace,
Ben Wallace, Rasheed Wallace.
Rasheed,
yeah.
That was a great team, dude. Great coaching too, yeah.
Right, so that's what led to the breakup, and that's why he went to greener pastures with the younger Dwayne Wade.
Oh, D Wade, bro. With
and
Flash.
Then Kobe had and the Lakers teams were crap until they got Paul Gasol.
Yeah,
and another big guy. But it was a different kind of big guy.
Right.
And he won without Shaq.
Yeah, that's true.
But he's still top 5.
Yeah, top five.
As much as I could care about the Lakers.
So that's my observation, you know, just like interesting how people work, you know.
I did not watch that.
Yeah. Go Saints. Anyway.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I forgot that's your team. Yeah. So speaking of football, since you brought that up.
Right.
Speaking of
football. See, like my segue there?
I was watching
that. Throw it in there. Bam.
That's why you are a professional Hawaiian. So the playoffs is coming. And if I can officially say... For myself, the NFL season's over.
Yeah, I know. You're crying
the
already.
NFL season is over.
Bro, your boys.
Marcus got to get
out of here. Our boy.
Jawai's boy.
Jawai's boy.
He got to get out of here already.
Bruh.
He pissing me off. We got to figure out what to do. It's the coaching, yes, but it's all mental.
What's his name? Smack Daddy think about it.
He's pissed off. We're all pissed off. We all want him gone.
Bruh, it's like...
Mariota
got to be the frailest Samoan.
Yep. Yep.
Seriously.
He's like, too nice of a guy.
I don't know. You got to like... I don't know what. Go back to like Samoa. Not American Samoa. Other Samoa, you know.
And go, real Samoa.
Go get licked, bro, by the uncles or something. Uncle Bully.
You would think so. But I don't know if it's just the way he was brought up. Which he was brought up well as a good human being.
Oh, yeah. He's a great human being, bro. Like, seriously.
But in the realm of football, you got to have some edge to you.
You don't see him yell. You don't see his face change. You don't see like any kind of like...
He's not a
cut
killer.
Cut your throat. Yeah, like you know, like he's just missing like some kind of like edge.
Exactly.
You know.
So like, but here's a little light at the end of this tunnel of the Titans trash.
Oh,
okay.
Nice. Trash tunnel.
When he coaches, when they run coached plays, when they run plays that are signaled in,
right?
It looks like high school football.
Oof.
It looks horrible.
You should know. You probably study all.
I'm watching every game. But when he does no huddle.
Oh, it's on.
He's on.
Wow.
So when he's strangely calling the plays himself, that was when he made the completions.
So you're telling
he's throwing
me
the ball down
fire
the
coach.
Oh, that's guaranteed.
Right.
Guaranteed. Fire them all. But so there is still a light there that he is ready to go if he had the right plays.
Oh, yeah. I think so too.
So there is a bright spot to this whole thing. But he needs to get some type of an edge to this.
Right.
And the Titans are done. They play the Rams this Sunday. That's a loss.
Oh, yeah.
They're playing Jacksonville.
Yeah.
That's a loss. So that's it. So they're 8-8 done already. I predicted 5-11, so I'm not too far.
Oh, wow.
I predicted 5-11, so they got 8-8. So
they got 8.
Yeah.
So it'll be like 8-10.
No.
How many games they got left?
16 games in the season,
Oh, my bad.
They're 8-6. They're going to go to 8-8.
Oh, 8-8.
Yes.
And not make the playoffs.
Not make nothing. They can be glad they just can
and
go
then they're
going
to pick up the Bengals head coach, bruh.
Forget it.
Bottom Marvin.
Now you're talking out of your head. But besides that, you have Jacksonville in the playoffs. You have, Super Bowl right now, I'm going to say.
Rams, right?
Rams, Patriots.
Patriots. Winner, Patriots.
Patriots going to beat the Rams?
Yeah. Patriots going to win, bro.
Well, yeah, because the NFL wants the Patriots to win.
I don't even.
It's rigged.
Rigged, whatever. They're just going to win, bro.
Right.
Brady is 41 years old or something.
They got to keep Brady winning because that's the marketing tool for
the
NFL.
But the future is bright, though. There's a lot of good quarterbacks in the league. The running backs got a little better. Defenses is like, got to be one of the better years where the defenses are legit.
Well, that's why Jacksonville's doing so well.
Right, exactly.
It's because of their defense is very hot because they still got Blake Bortles.
Yeah.
They're winning with Blake Bortles.
That's amazing, yeah.
You mentioned that name a couple years ago.
Philadelphia, yep.
So Philadelphia, they have a questionable future because their guy's out, right?
Right.
So if they can somehow pull it off, I don't know. But the Rams have a young guy. And here's the thing about the Rams, okay? That's the show's coaching.
Los Angeles Rams, right?
Los Angeles Rams of Los Angeles, yes. They're going to be into the playoffs. They have a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Just the other year, they were trash.
Yep.
With Jeff Fisher.
Right.
Get rid of Jeff Fisher.
The young guy comes in.
Put the other guy in. Look at what happened.
But younger than us.
Go figure, huh? What are we doing in our lives? You put him in there, automatic. They got it figured out. So that's why coaching is very.
You know why? He told him, you guys do good. I'm getting you free backstage passes to EDC, bro.
That might work. That might happen.
You know, we're going to Vegas, boys.
I don't know if those guys are EDC.
They're
going to
go
guys,
on the bro. Yacht, bro. And dance around.
Maybe. It depends who headlines. But
Steve Aoki.
They're not going to go if it's Steve Aoki. They're not going to go if see him. But I'm just saying that's the big thing is the coaching is going to be the factor.
All right.
Minnesota has a chance. They have Case Keenum as a quarterback.
Houston.
He's trash. But they're winning. Case Keenum didn't do nothing.
He's a slinger, bro. Slinger. He sling him around. He did that in Houston kind of like Colt Brennan style.
Never mind.
Kingsman. Remember him from Texas
yes.
Tech?
David,
Kingsbury.
David Klingler, bro.
Klingler. That's Houston, yeah. Right?
Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah. And he's the head coach now. Yeah.
Yeah. He's
baking up the passing yards. Okay,
Kingsbury,
anyway.
Big goods. Okay, what else you got? What else?
I have off top of my head. I forget the rest, bro. Lonzo,
see?
That's all I know, bro.
Oh. What do you mean, Lonzo, that's all you know? What's that, a rhyme?
That's it, bro.
Oh, boy.
That's it for me today, bro.
Well, you know what? I got. Good. You've checked out.
I had.
Checked out of the show.
I texted myself a list, and I don't have the text anymore. I think I erased it.
You text yourself? Wait a minute. You text yourself a list.
Yeah, so you can text yourself.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, I got
reminders,
it.
Yeah.
But then you lost the list.
Well, because I started cleaning out my phone because my iCloud has expired like 2 weeks of updating. There you go, bro. Break it down for me.
You know, I don't know, but I don't know what to say. All is lost already. That's
bro,
it.
Bro, what do you got going on?
Okay.
Oh, well, anyway, no, real quick. Wait, what? Real quick, I can't. UH plays number 5 ranked Miami this this Friday night.
Rubbish.
And I'm going, bruh, because I'm smelling an upset.
Really?
There you go.
Okay. That's great.
Go Bulls.
Well, you get to go to the game. That's good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go.
Bruh, you don't go anything UH, bruh.
I'm not going to go tired, bruh.
You're the worst person that living in Hawaii right now.
I'm going to tell you why. I'll tell you exactly why, bruh. Let's break down. Football. I'm not going to go to Law Stadium, but I think I'll fall down as soon as I walk in
football,
there.
Football, I almost got I had to get 5 tetanus shots after.
You get automatic tetanus. You park the car over there.
Bruh,
you don't need to go over there.
You breathe, bruh.
You might as well go Ice Palace across the street.
Bro, one guy had so much penetration on his body, bruh. It looked like he was a blob.
You see? And you want me to go to this? You selling me on how to go to this? I'm not going to go to this.
I'm not going
to
lie, bro. I was thinking about if I trip and fall and I scratch myself, I'm dead.
Yeah. That's it. You'd be infected.
It's like I want to put my kids in a bubble.
Yep.
You know, like John Travolta and just push them down the stairs.
Hey, that's a reference. Wow. I would never have thought that you'd throw that out
there. You're not going to UH game because of the stadium? Valid, bro. Valid.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Right.
And then we go to UH basketball.
Hey, come on, bro.
I would go.
You would go. Come on.
I would go.
Let's go, bro.
What they get to eat over there?
They get Terry Burger. Get nachos?
They got Terry Burger. They got Terry Burger. Patty. Okay.
Terry Burger. Get fries. Get Sai Mean.
Yeah.
Get churros.
Oh, yeah? There's churros there?
There's churros, bro. And the food is affordable.
I would hope so.
Get Dippin' Dots, which I don't even buy. The kids like it. I don't understand it.
That's waste time.
It's like donut holes. Right?
Smaller, but yeah. I mean, who's eating Dippin' Dots in 2017,
The kids love Dippin'
Dots. Kids like Dippin' Dots. Your kids like Dippin' Dots?
I don't get them Dippin' Dots.
Good,
bro.
Good. That's good parenting.
You know who gets their kids Dippin' Dots? Kapono Kanoho gets the kids Dippin' Dots,
bro. I hope not, bro.
And he's coming in today.
He just happens to be coming in. We got all these people coming in. They just happen to be here right now. They're just walking in. Just as we speak, it's like, you know, it's like walking in the mall. I don't know what that means. We have the Somali the Stars is here.
Yep.
The official movie.
Movie/Sommelier/
Is the movie guy?
Slash.
Guns N' Roses? And then we have the real estate agent to the star.
Slash.
Duffy? What's his name? I'm trying to think.
I'm just thinking, I know that they're multifaceted.
AKA.
You
say Slash, I'm thinking Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to do that. We're going to talk about Star Wars.
Right.
We're not going to talk about Star Wars. We're going to talk about Star Wars.
Yeah, the wall.
And then we're going to talk about the wall. And then all the people, everybody piss off, happy, sad, right. Bipolar,
yeah.
Tourette's,
right.
All that stuff. So then we're going to go take a break right now.
Take a break because, yeah, we got Mount Rushmore.
We got to do the Mount Rushmore, yeah.
And we got the Star Wars special.
Yep, let's go.
So this is action packed. Sleep Time's Over, season 9. No, why I keep saying 9, bro? Season Wando, bro. He's chewing the kind in my head. Season 6, 9, off episode 10. AKA
Hop the Butt.
Hop the No. No, bro.
This is the DJ Liger Woods episode.
Second
yes.
annual Christmas special. AKA Christmas Merry Kaliki Maka, bro.
Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back.
Yo guys, this is Justin from Earl Kaimuki. Thank you for grinding with us. We appreciate you guys. If you're ever in Kaimuki, come check us out. We're located at 1137 11th Avenue. That's right behind Happy Days, Big City Diner, right below the Himalayan Kitchen, right next to Island Brew, and right next to Pillbox. All right, guys. Shoots. Thanks.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
I think there must be something wrong with me, Linus. Christmas is coming, but I'm not happy. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel. I just don't understand Christmas, I guess. I like getting presents and sending Christmas cards and decorating trees and all that, but I'm still not happy. I always end up feeling depressed.
Charlie Brown, you're the only person I know who can take a wonderful season like Christmas and turn it into a problem.
Maybe Lucy's right. Of all the Charlie Browns in the world, you're the Charlie Browniest.
Sleep Time's Over, Season 6, Episode 10.
The Christmas special.
Yeah. A.K.A.
Christmas.
Mele Kalikimaka, bruh.
Well, that was a good one. Mm. That was good. It
took 3 seconds to get that down. Is the thing to say on a brown Hawaii Makali day.
They're singing
freestyle,
from you.
Brah.
That's how you should
We're
do
gonna
it.
End the show with me singing. You like it or not? Here we go.
Freestyle.
Go. Hit it.
Sing it.
All the island reasons that me sing to you. I think I got the lyrics wrong on that one. As a palm tree sway, then the homeless people will come to my door and yes. pee on the stoop, and then they pee some more.
Okay, I thought you were gonna rhyme that.
No, no? Yeah.
Okay.
Medically.
It looked like you. Okay.
He's the thing to say. A very Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could just rhyme them.
Nah,
Battle sing, Black Thought, bruh. Okay.
Well. Oh, Battle Black Thought, bruh. Everybody watch Black Thought on Funk Flex. Everybody thought hip hop is dead. I think that's the reason why rap is like that today.
Yeah.
Because these kids cannot hang.
Yes.
Like back in the day when we were coming up, we wanted to hang. Like we're all everything we in us
right.
wanted to be that good.
Right.
And we would try our best, you know, cipher every day, battle every day.
Things have changed.
Now it's like kids are so lazy.
Yep.
They don't even try. But real quick, speaking of kids that try.
Oh.
I have my friend Jeff. Where you at? He's here. You're not on camera. You're going to be on the podcast. We're ending the Christmas special.
Yes.
I want more to talk about Christmas and giving than to bring you really quick. Just to talk about the project that you just did with your crew. So introduce yourself.
What's up? This is Jeff Canetta. I just started a business called Playground Art Crew. So we're having some coloring books at the Light Sleeper shop. Each coloring book purchase, we're going to donate one to a student at the elementary school. So, you know, it's a really awesome project. I teamed up with Cavett and Spell.
Yes, yes.
Yes. They got a bunch of their shakas, a bunch of artwork in the books. And we're doing it for the kids.
Simple as that. So I see you guys do a lot of stuff with kids in the schools. Like, how'd you guys get around to the whole playground and helping out the kids rather than being a business that's like hype beast and for profit? How old are you right now?
I'm 28.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. So what made you think that route to go?
I was really inspired by other companies like Tom's, and you know, once that gives back, and it was like a one-for-one kind of concept. So the business started with me kind of giving generic art supplies like sketchbooks and coloring pencils and stuff like that, but I wanted to give them something unique from Hawaii, you know, have local students be inspired by local movers and shakers of today. So what better way than to give him a coloring book, you know?
Yeah, so we have the coloring book here at Light Sleepers. You also can check them out at Blank Canvas, which helped us produce the Spells shirt, the Infinity Shotgun 2.0, which is technically sold out, but check back. But come here, you buy the coloring book, and it's a one-for-one deal. Shout out to Tom. Not MySpace Tom, but Tom's. Wow. Was the OG there? I think they're the OG.
That's your second good reference. Right
there, yeah. Yeah, you like that. So
that's trucker hat. That, yeah,
trucker hat,
schmuck smile.
Yeah.
Schmuck. Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway.
Automatically was your friend as soon as you log in.
Exactly. Hey, Tom. Yeah. But so you buy one and then all the profit will go towards to the playground crew so they can produce another one for a child, a kid in our schools. And as we know, our public education is not happening right now. So anything in the creative wave, you know, like art classes are getting cut. Music classes are getting cut.
Right.
So this is a way to get into the school. Local artists on the book?
All local artists.
So Spells got some designs in there. I got a few designs in there. Gary draws fish. Who else we got in there?
We got Dan from Blank Canvas. Oh, I know he doesn't want me to mention his name. Caleb Tawasaka from Overmind.
Yeah.
So a bunch of local movers and shakers. You know, it's a good thing for everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to be hanging out for a minute. He's going to be dropping it off right now. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Stick around. Yep. But I figure he's here. Might as well end it off since it's Christmas.
Yeah. Once again, when is this going to be released?
It's releasing today.
Today, okay.
I'll have it in the shop today. Very good. So by the time you listen to this,
okay,
I will be open all the way to Sunday. So hopefully this gets out. Sunday come in, 11 to 4.
Yeah.
Go buy a perfect gift.
And what's the retail on this?
What are selling this for? What are you selling this for? $15.
Oh, there you go. It's a bargain. $15.
You go buy that. You buy the carabiner. You don't give the carabiner to the kids because they got a knife on it. But you buy a carabiner for the mom or the dad.
There you go.
Boom. You buy the,
that's a great
coloring
deal.
Book. Yep. I'm not taking no profit. It's going to go straight to the kids. They get one for one. Meaning that you buy one, they give one.
There you go. That's how you end Christmas.
That's how you, giving. That's how you do Christmas. Giving, yeah.
That's what Christmas is.
That's why, yeah. Perfect timing. He came in perfect time.
Well put together there.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Anyway, so.
There you have it.
So do you have any, do you have any Christmas wishes?
Christmas wishes?
Like, well, Christmas, like, you know.
Besides, you know, hopes. Hope for everyone. Besides John from Truist, you know, not running by.
Right.
Just all goodwill.
Oh,
there you go. You know, in this year of uncertainty. In this year of many disappointing times, 2017 was, not to say, the best year. We move on to 2018. And despite all of our differences, all of our similarities, respect is golden. How about that? I said golden. I never really said golden before. But what this... Just hum it all. Sarah McLachlan.
No!
Maybe we'll get Sarah... Yeah, just do that song. You know that one. Yeah, do that. Just think of a pet that you know, that you
Halloween
remember.
Special, wasn't it?
We're now the Halloween special. We're thinking of dead pets. So from that, we're going to segue into next week's episode. Let's not forget.
Right.
Is the year end.
Year review, I guess.
The year review award.
We got to have special. No guests for that because it's going to be like bangles.
It's going to be the award special.
That's right, our awards. Yes,
the year awards. Well,
I know who's gonna be winning best coloring book, bruh.
Well, I don't want to make it rigged, but you know. But we're gonna have the award show. Yeah, we're gonna pick the winners.
Yes.
On this one.
Yeah.
Because last year was too. We'll maybe make a listener choice award.
Oh. Okay.
Maybe make one like a People's Choice Award.
For what though?
For I don't know. We gotta figure that out.
Okay.
But make just one because we got the whole thing.
Yeah,
last
we need
night.
To put it out now so we can get a good amount of votes.
Yes. So. We got to think of what that will be.
It's a year-end review award show. Sleep Time's Over. What do we call it? Award show?
The Any Kind Awards.
Any Kind Awards.
The Any Kind Awards. And we'll have the official...
high school, right?
Right. All those topics, right.
Yeah, yeah,
then
yeah.
We'll have the Waste Time Guys of the Year.
Yep.
The Waste Time Squad of 2017.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people we can choose from.
We might as well have like the number one Star Wars nerd of the year.
We could. Right? We could have the number one 69 of the year. The number one up the butt of the year.
What are you
year.
Watching, bro?
I don't know what...
Double what you watching.
I don't know what anybody watching. The internet going to be on. Cost too much anymore. We cannot watch any of it. Shut them down,
bro. Is that a scam? Is that real? I don't know if we should address this now.
Oh, it's kind of too late. The net neutrality?
Yeah, what is that? What's going on with that?
It's a mixed bag. It's a mixed situation.
Gotta pay for things.
It's a mixed situation. But
pass,
we don't have more time for talking about that now. We'll save that one for the year end.
Okay, yeah, we'll do it. For year
that could
end
be part of the waste time. As you did.
That hopefully is waste time. Hopefully they knock that cord out.
Don't knock the cords out, but yes.
Good tidings to all. Good wishes.
Merry Christmas to
don't
everyone.
Be a Scrooge.
Just
buy
just
coloring books.
Buy coloring books. Just color.
Buy carabiners with knives.
You know, I don't want to spend my life being a color. What was that from? Right. That was Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, black or white.
I was about to click that in.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
But yes, let's all be nice to each other.
Respect each other.
You know?
Yeah. Come out, support Light Sleepers. Help me pay my bills.
Go into the store. Buy something when you go into the store. Don't just hang out.
Yeah.
Sit on the couch.
There you go.
Look at record and then you go away.
Yeah.
No. People need to buy. Support local.
Support local. You want this stuff around? Support local.
That's right.
Bro.
If you want to buy nothing, don't go in the store.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's basically it.
If you want to be a little nuts about it, yeah, you're right.
It's true. I mean, let's face it. Okay, what? I can say hi. I can go sit right from the window.
Yeah,
I can be like, wave at you like this. That's it.
Yeah, that's true.
If I really want
to
go buy
something. But if you DJ Dev, do you say hi to me, bro?
Oh, whatever.
I cry, bro.
Shot fire, bro.
I cry, bro. I'm crying, bro.
Hashtag, we cry.
DJ Dev walk by, no hot, no say hi. KTC cry.
No, that was a rhyme.
That was my little hymen. I mean, him.
Those are him? That was your Christmas hymn. We're going to end with that. Oh, boy.
It's Kevin's Christmas hymn or haiku.
Haiku is three lines, right?
Three lines and how many syllables? This is too nuts, right? Never mind.
I only half Japanese, bro. I don't know what kind.
I only quarter Japanese.
Then we're not going to know what the haiku, the true
right,
meaning
then,
of
only
haiku.
Two lines, then.
Maybe you could.
Haiku stairs.
Line and a half.
Line
and half the haiku. Half cool.
I cry, yeah. Delve, don't say hi.
That's it. Done.
Done. Cue music.
Cue music.
Damn.
That's it.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Kuniki Maka. Season 6, episode 10.
Christmas is here. The Christmas special. Second time.
Melikaliki Maka, brah.
There we go.
This is the Nick Winter Show, and I do the entertaining. Thank you. Let's go out with something really hot for these folks. A big hit out of 77. Ah, Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Give me those Star Wars. Don't let them end. If they should Star Wars, please let these Star Wars stay. And hey, how about that nutty Star Wars bar? Can you forget all the creatures in there? And hey, Darth Vader in that black and evil mask, did he scare you as much as he scared me? Ah, Star Wars! Those here in Star Wars, my seventh winner up here, Star Wars!
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's Over. No sleeping tonight.